Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is the latest Trump administration official to defy a subpoena and skip his deposition with House investigators as the impeachment inquiry moves toward its first public hearings next week. House Democrats want to ask Mulvaney about his role in withholding military aid for Ukraine in exchange for a political favor to President Trump. We're joined now from Washington by Chuck Hagel. He was a Republican in the Senate for three terms, representing Nebraska, and then served as Defense Secretary in the Obama administration. Until now, he has not spoken out on the impeachment inquiry. Secretary Hagel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, based on what you have seen so far, do you think the president should be impeached?
Well, I think that's a premature question. I think that's really up to the impeachment inquiry. That's why there is an inquiry, to see if there is evidence to take it further. The House of Representatives acts as a grand jury in an impeachment process. If they find that there is evidence that the president should be impeached, then they vote to impeach him and send it to the Senate, where the Senate acts as the jury. So I think it's premature to make any determination whether the president's guilty or not guilty or should be impeached. Let's get all of the information. Let's hear from all the witnesses. The witnesses will become a part of the public record next week, which is, I think, is good, and we need it. It's an absolute in our society. So then we'll, as we go along, make the determination on what each individual House member thinks, and then eventually it might end up in the Senate, where each senator will have to make a decision.
Well, you were a senator during the impeachment of President Clinton, and you voted to convict him on both articles of impeachment. Those ultimately did not pass, but Clinton was impeached in the House. And here's what you said in 1999 before your vote to convict. You said, "We must remember that trust is the only true currency elected officials have. Perjury and obstruction of justice are not just federal crimes. When committed by an elected official, they are abuses of power. When committed by a president, they constitute an abuse of the highest power." Do you think those statements apply today?
Absolutely. They are universal, and they are not relevant just at certain times. I think when the founders wrote our Constitution and wrote in the impeachment process, well, they did it for a reason. And it was, I think, very clearly the intended point and the intention of the impeachment dimensions and what they wrote clearly in the Constitution, that has to hold any leader accountable, especially a president of the United States. And I think lying or abuse of power do constitute violations of the trust and confidence that America has to have in its leaders.
Do you think that when White House officials don't show up following congressional subpoenas to testify, that they are obstructing justice?
I do. I think very clearly they are. That'll all play out. We have a legal system to address it. We are a nation of laws. We are all answerable to a constitution, but I don't see any other way to read that than obstruction of justice.
The core of the impeachment case so far against President Trump is that Democrats say he held up military aid for a political purpose. But acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says that happens all the time in foreign policy. Here he is responding to a reporter's question in October.
You just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for what was it? The Northern Triangle countries. We were holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries so that they would change their policies on immigration.
Chuck Hagel, you were the former Secretary of Defense. Did you ever see someone hold up the levers of government to get political help?
Well, I don't know what history books Mr. Mulvaney is reading, but they're not accurate wherever he's getting his information. No, I never saw anything like that, never hinted at anything like that when I was Secretary of Defense or all the years that I was in the Senate on the Foreign Relations Committee and the Intelligence Committee.
Some Republicans are even taking that argument a step further. Representative Brian Babin of Texas said Trump was just doing his job and that aid should come with, quote, a commitment to crack down on corruption at all levels, no matter who somebody's daddy is or what their political ambitions are. What do you think of that defense from some Republicans?
Well, Everyone should be opposed to corruption at any level in any government in any country. That's pretty clear. But to specifically single out a potential political opponent who may well be your presidential opponent in the next election, that's pretty clear. And that's not just saying, well, you got to clean up corruption in your country. No, it's pretty clear to me that there was a specific quid pro quo that they were attempting, as Mr. Giuliani was running a State Department alongside our official State Department.
Trump said also that there was no pressure on Ukraine and it was fine for him to ask a foreign leader for a favor. As a former Secretary of Defense, does Ukraine have any choice in the matter, given how critical military aid could be for them in their ongoing conflicts with Russia?
Well, Ukraine is in a difficult spot, and what you have implied, because they are not a member of NATO, and they are very weak. The Russians occupy Crimea and a good part of their country in the east. So the United States is a very important friend and ally, and most likely they would figure for their own self-interest that they would comply or need to comply with whatever the President of the United States wants them to do or has asked them to do, although they know, and we know at least some of that from some of the testimony so far, that they knew that was wrong. And so, yes, I'm sure President Trump and his people at the White House and others outside the White House knew that they had the Ukraine in a very vulnerable position.
Well, and the presidential advisor, Kellyanne Conway, said this week that there was no problem with what the president did because the military aid did eventually go through. Here she is speaking with Dana Bash on CNN.
They've got their aid.
And now, the president, I'm talking about then. Was there a time when military aid was held up because the president wanted Ukraine to look into the Biden?
I don't know, but I know they've got their aid.
What do you make of that argument?
Well, I don't think there's much of an argument to dismiss the what we now know, and we'll probably know more about what happened in the conversation and conversations and literally threats to Ukraine about holding up aid unless they would undertake an investigation of Biden's son. You're saying that just didn't exist or it didn't count. Well, we won't worry about that because eventually the aid went through. But don't worry about all the other threats that we made or what we intended and why we held the aid up in the first place. I mean, I don't know any court in the land that would take that as an argument.
Finally, I just want to ask you, you served with many of the members of the Senate who are still there now. Do you think that any of your former Republican colleagues in the Senate are keeping an open mind about this and could actually, depending on the evidence, end up voting to convict the president?
Well, I wouldn't prejudge any of my former colleagues' actions or the senators who have come to the Senate since I left. But I think, for example, Senator Mitt Romney is approaching this the right way. He's saying that the charges are serious, and he's right, they are serious, and we should listen to the evidence and weigh it carefully, and then maybe every senator will have to decide what to do, at least how to vote on an impeachment article or articles of impeachment. I think Senator Romney is doing it the right way. Others who have already seemed to have made up their minds, I don't think that's what the Constitution requires of a member of Congress. We each take an oath of office when we enter the Senate or the House of Representatives or any office of responsibility in this government. And that oath of office is to the Constitution of the United States, not to a president, not to a party, not to a political philosophy, but it's to the Constitution. And I would suggest that all my colleagues use that as their North Star.
That is Chuck Hagel, the former defense secretary under President Obama, who also served three terms in the Senate as a Republican representing Nebraska. Secretary Hagel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.